This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at rainmakerplatform.com. Welcome to The Showrunner, where we have one goal: teach you how to develop, launch, and run a remarkable show. Ready? Hello, Mr. Naster.
Hey, Mr. Morris.
How are you doing on this fine November 12th afternoon?
I think I'm doing quite good. I just ate a sandwich way too fast, though.
Oh, dude, I ate some fried rice way too fast earlier, and I got hiccups for like 25 minutes, and I was nervous that they were going to run into this recording, which would have been really unfortunate.
Yeah, I just finished all my like interviews and stuff for the day, and so just I hadn't had time to eat.
That's a nice feeling.
I was hungry.
I imagine you just kind of pushing your microphone, you know, because it's on the boom stand, pushing it out in front of you. You got your sandwich. You put your hands behind your head, feet up on the desk, and just enjoy a blissful sandwich after a day of hacking entrepreneurs.
I didn't even actually leave the kitchen. I literally like made it on a cutting board and just like held the cutting board in my hand and ate it.
That is awesome.
Like, that's how quick I... Well, it's a, like, as I started, like, the toast was down. I was like, it's 2:51. I don't have any time. I still got to make this sandwich and eat it.
So. That's efficiency right there. That's... And that's the hack.
And that's the hack.
And that's the hack.
Don't even use a plate.
Hey, so... I'm recording, by the way.
Okay.
I figured you just assumed that by now.
I always forget, though.
So this is not a full episode. This is a short.
Okay.
Because this is going to be posted on Wednesday, November 25th. And that, here in the United States, is our Thanksgiving Day.
Excellent.
I am just now realizing in this moment while talking to you that Canada has a different Thanksgiving Day. Isn't that correct?
We had Thanksgiving 3 weeks ago, I believe.
Yeah. So that's actually not a big holiday for you then, the fourth Thursday of November.
It is a good holiday for me because it's a holiday for you Americans. And so my inbox does not fill up that day.
Interesting.
With people just emailing me like things, you know, it's just like, yeah. Oh, it's a holiday. I just get to work and do my thing.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm realizing just how insular my thinking was, you know, because I emailed you kind of frantically earlier today and I was like, you know, why don't we, let's just do a quick short, not a full episode. Let's wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. But it's only our United States audience that's going to be celebrating Thanksgiving. There's many, many other people who listen to us from around the world because they tell us, they email us, we know this. And so for those folks, they're not getting a full episode today.
And I just take it as the email came and I was like, yeah, you know, Americans, just, that's just.
No, but seriously,
Thanksgiving around the world on Wednesday.
Now I feel bad. I was such a stereotype in that moment. Golly.
It's fine.
All right. So now I feel like I have to do something or say something to make this worthwhile for folks who are listening. Okay. Well, part of the reason why we're doing this, though, is to kind of show people what you can do for a holiday, right? Because what we didn't want to do was just not, because Rainmaker FM, it is a United States-based podcast network, and our production schedule, you have to have all of your episodes in by Monday, what is that going to be, the 15th? No, Monday the 16th, to get them in for Thanksgiving. And so that was one of the reasons why I knew we needed to do something for this week, was just so that we could get it in. You know, I guess there are three alternatives. We could have recorded a full episode, we could have just not done anything or said anything, or do a little showrunner short. You know, let people know that we're not doing a full episode, but at least be there on the day people expect us. Give them, you know, 5-10 minutes of something interesting. And we chose that option. Do you think maybe we should have done a full episode? What do you think?
This episode could go long.
You mean,
has that possibility.
End up turning into an actual episode?
Yeah, one of those ones we call a short, but it's like 43 minutes long.
I think we've had an hour and 5 minutes short before. Yes. Yes, I believe we have.
Totally off topic. Can we go there? Can we go off topic?
Moving. Yeah, absolutely.
There is no topic. So everything is on topic. Or is everything off topic?
We'll go with everything's on topic. It sounds more professional.
I interviewed a lady today, super, super smart lady. Unbeknownst to me, she's like a huge showrunner fan.
Is she really?
To this. I won't say anything. Yeah, it's like she got on, she was like, just like, man, I've been listening to the showrunner since it started and I'm doing a pug. And I'm like, wow, that's really cool.
Wow.
And so she was just saying how she loves our banter. She's like, it's so obvious that you and Jared like have known each other for years. I'm like, serious? Hey, like, we had talked once before we did our first episode.
Man, when we were hanging out in grade school, we knew that there would be a podcast someday in our future. I thought
that was really cool. Yeah. And I don't know how we pulled that off. Like, I don't know if I could have pulled that off with just any, well, I know I couldn't have. But it's interesting that you and I ended up together to do this show and that we did indeed just could fool ourselves and fool others into thinking that we've known each other for a long time.
That is interesting. Do you think it's do you think it's because we've both done a lot of interviews? But we'd both done a lot of like interview-based shows before we started doing the show, which kind of gives you the ability to relate with, you know, with people in kind of a smooth, natural way. And I wonder if that practice helped us when we both got here together, be able to just relate more naturally to each other. I don't know. I'm just throwing out a hypothesis.
Meaning we're just both pros, so we're just good.
Kind of. Yeah. I mean, I guess, well, and pros only,
that's cool.
Yeah, simply because of just the time that we've put into it. I mean, we've done a lot of shows even before, you know, we did this one. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
You could be right. You could actually be really right about that. I thought that was a cool compliment that I wanted to pass on to you.
Thank you. Tell Angela I said thank you. We're going to call her Angela because she's an angel.
Okay. Okay, we'll call her Angela for now. Now she's mad because she's listening. We're talking about her, and she's like, "My name's not Angela." That's tough.
All right,
yeah, that was it. So
I'll go off topic here for a moment, or on topic, since everything's on topic. I feel like if this is not a real episode, I should reveal something. So I have not revealed this to anybody, by the way. Even as of November 12th, when we're recording this, I haven't revealed this to anybody, but I'm going to be doing something pretty interesting on Wednesday, November 25th. That is it the 25th or the 26th? That Wednesday. I'm going to double check live on the air.
Well, 14th,
it's Wednesday
25th.
The 25th.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday the 25th. So I'm getting hitched that day.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So this episode's coming out when? At like 10 Central or 11 Central. And about 8 hours later, we're having a private little ceremony here at the house. It's just family on Thanksgiving Eve. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, we're making it official. Now, the reason I haven't said anything is I don't want to jinx it because there's still 13 days for Heather to realize how much better she could do.
I was going to say, you've said something to Heather, right? Like, she knows?
Yeah, she has a vague idea.
I literally haven't told anyone, not even her.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm going to get the whole family together for Thanksgiving, just kind of ambush her, and then, you know, she won't be able to say no.
My family.
Yeah, because we've been engaged since last August, and we finally just decided we want to do it. And so the whole family was coming in for Thanksgiving anyway, and so we thought, why don't we just do it? And we'll just do it at the house. Hopefully our house is actually done. As you know, we've been having floors installed and all kinds of craziness happening. That's happening on the 25th, barring something unforeseen and unfortunate in the interim. But yeah, so there's my breaking news.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's much bigger news than the one about the sandwich I just ate.
I don't know. Pretty even,
totally,
I would say.
Totally just like one-up me like completely. I have no way. But that's awesome, man. That's really cool.
Yeah.
At home and with the family there for Thanksgiving. That's awesome. I love it.
Great idea. Yeah, it'll be very nice. And then we're doing Thanksgiving the next day, hosting our first Thanksgiving at our house. So that'll be plenty of stress. In a certain respect, but it'll be fun. It'll be a wonderful time with the family.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yes, I'm quite looking forward to it. So, hey, I guess one thing we can talk about real quick is on that last episode we did, that list building episode. we talked about the importance of taking advantage of those big moments. You know, like if you get a big flood of traffic from a link, or, you know, you get on a big podcast, any moment where you're getting this big rush of attention that you don't normally get, and what should you do? That happened to us recently. It happened to us like either the day of or the day after recording that episode, which was kind of crazy. Do you want to explain what happened?
Yeah, it was that same day, actually. It was later that day.
Yeah.
We do our new live Hangout Q&A for the Showrunner podcasting course, but we've kind of opened them up. They're kind of public, and we're doing them on blab.im. And partway through, about 45 minutes into the hour, I guess another somewhat related blab ended, and so blab somehow redirected those people or made the offer for them to join ours. And so we ended up with like 150 or 200 people or something watching.
Yeah.
And so we extended it longer and answered a few more questions. And then we obviously, like good little podcasters, we promoted our email list. Very, very quite just right there. That's go here, join this list now, join this list.
Yeah.
And because we had just been talking about it, so it was a perfect segue into actually doing it in real life. And I guess just being ready for those moments when they come, and then grabbing them like when they're there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just let them know the Showrunner, what we're about, gave them the quick elevator pitch, let them know to subscribe if they want more about podcasting and creating remarkable audience experiences. And I mean, there were two ladies in the chat commenting about how good looking Johnny was, and so we definitely wanted them to know how to connect.
True.
So we had to do that. That was just, the timing of that was very interesting, because we just recorded that episode and then that happened.
Earlier that day, yeah. Yeah.
Funny how that happens.
So as an extension of that, one thing I noticed during that that we sort of dropped the ball on.
Ooh.
That we should remedy, and this is a great lesson for everyone else, is you should have a landing page for either what it is you can offer to get onto your list, the incentive, and maybe branded with your face or your show or whatever you are using as the branding. But it's hard to just send, like, go to, like, showrunner.fm. It brings them to our show page on rainmaker.fm, which is great, but it's not really a landing page to get emails. There's a place there for it, but it's not the main focus.
Yeah.
And so I typed in showrunnercourse.fm, like, as we were live trying to figure out, like, and on Showrunner Course, it just says it's closed, but we don't even have, like, an opt-in for it.
Yeah.
So it was interesting, because actually later that day, I went and created two new landing pages for my show, so that because you don't know when those opportunities are going to necessarily come. I mean, obviously, if you're going to be on somebody else's podcast, you know that, but it's still good to just have that, right? Or if you're out at like a meetup, or you're in a Facebook group and talking to people. But it's also a great place to, we've talked about it a couple episodes ago about like the social media aspect of your business and of your show. And that should be typically like your Twitter bio, your Facebook bio, all those places allow for a URL. And if that URL goes direct to like Hack the Entrepreneur for my show, it doesn't, it's kind of too much for people. So they kind of just, they'll bounce off the page is what it's called, is they'll just leave quickly. But if all my bios now go to hacktheentrepreneur.com/join, I believe. And that's a landing page specifically for people coming from the social media. I kind of know what they're thinking, because they've obviously saw something of mine, liked it. And so now they wanted to check out more. And so I kind of try and give them that. And it takes advantage even better, like to another level of those opportunities. So that was just something, an observation I made during our opportunity that we should remedy. So we have like a showrunnercourse.fm goes right to a landing page, and it's like, here's the four essential elements of, you know what I mean?
No, you're totally right. The irony is that we both do it much better for our side projects than we do for the Showrunner. Part of that is just because we don't have ultimate control over the site and putting that stuff up there, but we need to just make it happen. No excuses.
Right.
That's
we don't have our own site even. So, it's part of Rainmaker. It's just one of those things that I just strongly advise you. I mean, there's so many ways to make landing pages, either through your WordPress site or whatever kind of site you use. If you're on Rainmaker, yeah. obviously there are templates right there where you can, within 10 minutes, get a site up. So either, no matter what platform you are on, you should definitely have a landing page up. And I mean, even if you meet somebody out at like a coffee shop and you start talking and they hit it off and they're like, oh, I want to check out your show. Rather than just the generic URL, you can always just give them like the better one that kind of leads them more by the hand through just this overwhelming amount of content to hear sort of the narrowed down starting point. I think it's a great idea.
I agree. That's a great point. Thanks for bringing it up. Hey, so sometimes when we're doing these episodes, random headlines will flash into my head, you know, for like what would work.
Yeah.
And I think for this one, we could do a buffet of topics for parentheses, American and all Thanksgiving, or in all capitals, Thanksgiving, .. plus a sandwich.
Wow. That's good. Hey, it's not a Johnny Rance's sinus is clean, but...
No, it's not. Okay. I got to remember that one now. Okay, so this is just totally random thoughts. Two things that I learned this week. Number one, Twitter has polls now, which are really cool. Have you used the Twitter polls yet?
I've answered two Twitter polls, but I haven't used it myself.
They're really neat. Now, they don't work, like the Twitter app on a Mac, it doesn't work on there. It won't display, and you can't set one up. Hopefully, they will update that with the next app update. But you can do it from Twitter.com, and you go just add a new tweet, and there's a new option for poll. And so you write your, you know, you have your 140 characters to describe your poll, and then you click poll and you have two options. So all the polls are binary. You can, you know, pick choice A or choice B, but it's a really good way to engage the audience and kind of get some discussion going. And like over at the Assembly Call, I've been doing, you know, a poll a day. It just provides some fodder for discussion. People engage with it. So I would encourage folks to go check that out. See, you know, both to start discussion topics and if you just have a legitimate question that you want to ask folks and get some advice on, that's a good way to do it. Number two, my second little piece of advice concerns the Amazon affiliate program. And I believe I've mentioned that on here before. If I haven't, I meant to. You know, when we talk about ways to monetize, and obviously so many people shop on Amazon, so if you can get someone to click on your Amazon link, there's plenty of potential for them to buy something. What I did not realize is that according to their affiliate agreement, you cannot have anywhere on your site that the purchases will quote unquote support your group or your page or your charity. Because what I had done is I had set up some affiliate links on Assembly Call, and on my support page, you know, I've got some places for folks to donate. You know, to set up donations through PayPal, but then I've also got a section, hey, you know, you can also support the Assembly Call just by making purchases that you'd make anyway. You know, click on our affiliate links to Amazon or Fanatics or the IU online store, and we get a small commission. Those commissions help support the site, help us pay for, you know, to keep the website up, that kind of thing. That is a no-no. I did not realize that. You also, they don't even let you say, like, disclose the links on this page or affiliate links. You have, there's a simple disclosure paragraph that you're supposed to put on one page of your site that says, you know, this site is an Amazon partner, yada, yada, just some general language. But after your first sale, they go do a review of your site. And so I got this email, you know, I'd made a few sales on Amazon. I got this email that said, you know, we've reviewed such and such languages on, they didn't even say what specific language. They just said, you know, we see that, you know, your site mentions using the Amazon program, you know, for supporting a group charity or whatever. You're canceled. Your affiliate account is canceled. I had to go recreate another one. But I did not know that at all. Did not even realize. I mean, I thought you were supposed to disclose the affiliate links on the page. But according to the support person I talked with at Amazon, they don't even want you doing that. So pay attention.
So that's
attention.
Weird. Yeah, because I think you do have to disclose affiliate in some way.
Yeah. But I guess just putting it on one page on your site is enough, which still makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
Right. So were you just linking to Amazon in general?
I set up assemblycall.com/Amazon as a redirect link you know, just to make it easy to say. But then I also had, like, I set up this page. It's, you know, every year I update it. It's X Christmas gifts any IU fan would love. And it's got a bunch of cool gifts, and a lot of the links are affiliate links. And so I was updating that page, and there's a few products in there for Amazon, and those links go directly to the Amazon products.
Right. I think that might be where the issue came. I've been selling from Amazon for a couple years now, and I don't have any specific language that they tell me to use, but I've only ever linked directly to, and I've seen on sites like support me or my show by just buying through Amazon. And I think Amazon, I mean, they don't want you just like, just, they don't want to pay a commission just for, because you're not really, you're not incentivizing or actually affiliating or helping in any way with the sale, right? Because you're not saying buy this product because it's X best gifts for Christmas, which is a good thing to do. That's what they want. But if you're just like, click through this link and Amazon will have to pay me a commission for not really doing anything when you're going to buy something unrelated to me or unrelated to me saying what you should do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. So, I mean, I have no problem changing
Amazon's,
that.
Amazon's hilarious though, because you get paid for like 24 hours or 48 hours or something from any link and anything the person buys. So it's so funny to go through every month and like look at like what people have bought. It's like, it's hilarious because like, well, I do not link to that product. At least I don't think I do, but they went through to like a book or something and then distracted by some sort of, I don't know what they were doing, but it's interesting. It's like, oh, that's cool. Or else like to a microphone. And then there's like this microphone and like a book and just some like food, like we bought rice at the same time. Like, okay, fine. And you get paid on all of it. But my guess would be that it's the specific. They want you promoting something, not just promoting, I want a cut of your Amazon purchase.
Yeah, which makes sense.
So, yeah, that's cool. And so with the polls, to go back to the Twitter poll, because I've seen these, those aren't paid? Those are completely free?
No, totally free. You just do them. Yeah, you just do them from Twitter.com.
Interesting, because I assumed it was like a Twitter ad.
No.
That's cool. And because then you also get a notification. Like I get a notification. The two that I've answered, then I get a notification on my phone, like on the Twitter app. It pops up and says, blah, blah, blah's poll had 2,500 votes and it's completed now. You can see the results if you click here.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's cool.
Yeah, which is really cool. So it brings you back to that person and that poll and tells you the results.
See, that part I didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, that's really cool.
That's really neat.
I just haven't done it myself, but that's cool.
Excellent. Does that notification only come through on Twitter.com? Because I haven't gotten any, well, I mean, I can't answer polls on the app that I use. And I haven't gotten any notifications of my own polls ending. So it must just be
My phone, I only have the native Twitter app. So I just use the actual Twitter app and it notifies me on the screen of my iPhone. But since our conversation of social media a few episodes ago, I've actually stopped using the Twitter.com. And now I actually use Tweetbot, I believe. Because you were telling me about all the benefits of using an app. And it's actually really good because it saves me a lot of time. I don't just go to Twitter.com all the time anymore when I'm bored. Or not even bored, just like, oh, I don't want to do this. I'm going to go to Twitter.com. It's like an app that's separate and I just don't need to always be opening it. So it's good.
Between interviews, when you don't have a sandwich, you go to Twitter instead.
I oftentimes don't have a sandwich. All right, this showrunner short is not short.
No, and this is a real episode. Okay, now the dilemma is, do we still call this a showrunner short, or is this episode number 35?
A showrunner not so short?
Showrunner not so short, a buffet of topics for American Thanksgiving, plus a sandwich, and an awkward wedding announcement.
Yeah. The wedding announcement was by far the peak of this. We should have just stopped there.
No, I think the sandwich was the peak. We should have just stopped right there. Then it would have been a showrunner short. It would have taken a minute. And no one That's would true. Know that I am
getting married.
And that I am a stereotypical American thinking that everybody is on our holiday schedule. That would have been nice to not let people hear. So we'll be back next week with another brand new episode. We just did our last two episodes. It was kind of a mini series on email. We reran episode 10, and then we did a brand new episode taking that next level on list building. You've had this smorgasbord of topics today. What do you think we're going to talk about next week? What do we want to end the year with? The first year of Showrunner. We've got, four or five episodes left in the new year? Something like that. Any ideas what we could talk about? We certainly want your ideas, dear listener. So feel free to send those to us because we love tackling the topics that are top of mind for you.
It's a good question. Should we do like a series?
A series would be fun.
A series would be fun, but I'm trying to think. I'm always when you ask me that question, I just kind of introspectively think, okay, what's going through my head recently about my shows and sort of how to make them better or how to deal with something.
You know, someone asked a question on that blab about the benefits that I felt I learned by podcasting every single day. I'm wondering if we should do an episode about the benefits of doing shows that have a live element. Because I think more than doing them every day, I think participating in events that have a live component, that has helped me more than anything. I'm wondering if that would be worth an episode.
I think that would be worth an episode for sure. And I've only recently started doing it, I guess, since the Showrunner.
Yeah.
And the live, and it's really, it makes you think on your feet. And it's also cool, really cool, because it gets rid of that whole thing as we start out, right? Where we just want to edit every single little and click and bang and out of it.
Yeah.
Which then I think I know for a fact that once you can let go of that and just be cool with how it is and how you sound, and know that that's what people are going to like about you, and the ones that don't, they're not your people anyways, that's when you really see growth and connection with your audience. And live doesn't allow you at all in any way ever to go back and do that because you're literally doing it live. And so I think it might actually speed up that process. So that's cool. Yeah, let's do it.
If we do it, we have to splice in that clip of Bill O'Reilly. We'll do it live. tell me you've seen that.
I haven't.
You haven't seen that?
No.
I don't know what that is. Oh, man. All right, in the show notes, I am putting that clip.
We'll Bill do O'Reilly. It live. could we do the episode live?
Oh, you mean
meta.
Record? Dude, that's so meta. Record. Okay, so record it live as a hangout or a blab and then just post the audio?
Yep.
If people are okay with the fact that audio won't sound as good. Which,
of course, they are.
I think people would be okay with that.
Yeah.
That's a hell of an idea. And we can email the list, let them know when it'll be. And maybe we can even take questions at the end.
Let's do it. Now I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. All right, that's a good idea. I don't know when we're going to do it, but keep your eyes peeled to the email list. And if you're not subscribed to the email list, go to showrunner.fm, which is not a landing page, and we apologize for that. But there is a form right there. You can find it. We swear it's on the page, and you can put your email address in and get on the email list, and then you'll know when that live event is going to happen.
Oh, that's so awkward.
Yeah, it is. It really is. All right,
this is good. Next time I talk to you, you will be married? No. Maybe.
I think so. If we're not going to record until after, I don't know, can we wait that long to record?
Until after American Thanksgiving?
That'll be a quick turnaround. We should probably record prior to that.
Okay.
So I don't know. Yeah, I may still be just lame single me at that point.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah. But I don't know. We'll see.
Hard to know.
Yeah. We'll see. Hopefully I'm not anymore after Thanksgiving. That's the key.
That's true.
That's exactly. The key. I got to really mind my P's and Q's between now and then. Mm-hmm. I got a good thing going. I need to not mess it up. Or else I'm going to be in here sitting in my closet recording plaintive podcasts about the love I lost, and we don't want that.
Oh, it'd be sad.
No.
It'd be such a sad episode.
It really would be. But No. No, I think, hey, by the way, I should say, if anybody's listening to the show for the first time, if you'd like to meet my fiance, go back and listen to episode one. Because she's in episode one. Yeah. We talked
to her
about
episode one more than I'm in episode one.
Yes.
Which is really cool. And then I somehow got picked to be co-host, though.
That's right.
But not to be the wife.
Yeah.
So
I don't even think we knew each other. I'm not sure we knew each other at that point. Or, well, I should say we knew each other since grade school, but we hadn't decided to be co-hosts yet at that point. All right, if we're not careful, we're seriously going to run up on that 43-minute joke that you made at the start of this episode.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how we do that.
Just past 30 minutes. Hey, jeez. Thank you very much for listening, dear showrunner listener. We love you. Oh, crap.
So that was
the whole reason we were going to get on here.
The original intent was this show before Jared got all upset that he was like very American-centric and thought the whole world did the same things, which I think you should really be easy on yourself for. That's totally, it's your holiday. That's cool. We can all celebrate our holidays.
But you just shouldn't assume that everybody has your same holiday. That's the problem.
Right. And that's totally fair. But the idea was to just come on this show, and do a short, not so short, and just thank you for listening. Thank you for your questions. Yeah. Thank you for joining us on our live blabs when you do. Thank you for tweeting us. Thank you for Facebooking us. Thank you for emailing us. And I guess thank you for subscribing. It's cool. It's really, really cool. We're glad to be part of your life once a week.
Yeah, and thank you for bringing us along on the intimate experiences that you have when you're driving to work, when you're showering, when you're walking your dog. You're doing all these other things, and you don't bring other people, but you bring us, and we appreciate that. And I will say, every single week, showrunner listeners give us reasons to be enthusiastic and to really enjoy doing this podcast, because you say something nice, you leave a nice review, you send us an email. Like, sometimes it can be hard to maintain enthusiasm from show to show, from week to week, because you don't necessarily know if your work is making a difference. And we never have to wonder that with the showrunner audience, because they are so generous with letting us know. And that, from the perspective of the showrunner, of the content creator, is so invaluable and such the fuel that keeps the fire burning. So thank you for being so generous with your questions, with your comments, and just with letting us know what the show means to us or to you. And we wanted to let you know, take this opportunity to let you know what it means to us, since everybody in the world around the globe is feeling thankful today, since Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
And I guess, yeah, thanks for letting us just like kind of do what we want on this show lots of times. And like, we've changed formats. We've done episodes like this that are supposed to be 5 minutes long and end up being 43 minutes long. And the episodes that I'm kind of like, oh, I can't believe we're releasing this, because it feels like we're so far from where we started at times.
Yeah.
Those seem to be the ones that get the best feedback. And, I don't know. We like laughing at each other's jokes and talking about running shows, and it's fun. It's cool that you don't make us be so strict with how we said we would originally be. So I do appreciate that.
Hey, by the way, that really lame joke I made a couple episodes ago about how if you podcast naked, are you spreaking? I've had several people tweet that to me. I can't tell if they're doing it like sarcastically and ironically, or if they actually kind of found some humor in it. I'm going to go with the latter.
I can probably clarify that for you.
It's good for my self-esteem. By the way, the other thing I wanted to say real quick, and then we can wrap up for real. You know, you just mentioned that about, you know, you've wondered sometimes about even releasing episodes like these. Last week, the week that I had to reschedule all those recordings with you, I had to do the same thing with the lead. I was going to fill in for Damien. I was going to do an episode with Sean Jackson. We were going to do some news articles, and I couldn't do it. And so just like I had to, you know, record the intro to the showrunner myself, I did an episode of the lead myself. And I basically just sat down, and I'd been doing all this stuff with the assembly call, and I'd learned a couple lessons about, you know, the importance of, you know, audience focus and testing on mobile and all this stuff. And I thought it would be really useful. And it turned into this 30-minute monologue. It was just me talking, sitting here in my closet, just talking. And I was really terrified to release it, because I was like, you know, is anybody going to stick with this that long? Is this, you know, are we just going to lose all these subscribers? People are going to wonder what the hell's happened to the show. And I've gotten a really positive response from it. A lot of people who have said, this is one of the best episodes we've heard because it was so raw and real, and there was just such real emotion and enthusiasm in your voice. Like, this is why we listen to podcasts, is to hear people be just real. And it's, again, a lesson that for some reason I always forget and have to continuously relearn, which is that so often the best, most influential, longest lasting stuff we do is the most terrifying to hit publish on. And if you're terrified, and if it's a terror born because what you're about to publish is new or different or just, you know, rebellious even in some way, still hit publish. Now, if your terror comes from you were unprepared, you know, you feel like you may have mistakes, that kind of thing, that's the terror to listen to and maybe take a step back, rethink it. But the other one, don't let the fear of kind of putting yourself out there or doing something new or doing something a little scary, don't let that stop you, because so often that means you're on the right track, not the wrong track. And again, I forget it and I have to relearn it. And I'm sure by next week I'll forget it again. And then, you know, another experience. But I think it's one of those things that I've almost internalized, because I still hit publish on the episode. You know, I just, but, you know, that terror was still there. And again, thank you to everybody who helped me, you know, feel good about that and helped me relearn that lesson. So I just wanted to, point that out.
That's such an important lesson. And it's so hard. It's so hard to know when it's just you, whether that terror is that this actually sucks or that this is just something different that I haven't done before.
Yeah. Kind of like this episode.
Kind of like this episode. Not quite as long, but more of a shorter thought. But yes. Oftentimes when you feel that, that it's usually best to put it out there, especially if it's just like a random sort of one-off. It's not just how your show is always. I think it's usually worth it for your audience and for yourself.
Yeah. Maybe the new headline for this episode should be, hey, one more thing real quick.
Yeah. Well, just one more thing.
All right. I'm out of one last thing. So you got anything else before we wrap up for real?
No, I think I'm good. I think this has been fun.
This has been fun.
We gave thanks.
We did. We gave thanks. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful rest of your week, whether it's a normal week for you or whether it's a holiday week, or whether you're getting married, if you're crazy enough to do that on this week.
Eesh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with the wedding.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I wish you well. Congratulations again.
I appreciate it. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky.
We'll be back next week, everybody, with not such a short episode, more of a full-length one next time.
Yeah. 37 minutes and 36 seconds. You were 5.5 minutes short.
So that we're so not done.
You think we can make it to 43? You want to filibuster for 5.5 minutes?
People are now rolling their eyes.
Yeah, but there's like four people out there that are like, cheer, come on, do it, guys. Go to 43. Nah. We have nothing else to give you. You got better things to do. Go do them. But we love you. Thank you.
Take care.
And thank you, Angela and Dolores.